Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Josh Hodges. I'm the host of Online with an Architect. Very happy to be talking about live fire solutions today with Karel Novak. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Hello.
Fantastic. Oh, I appreciate it. I only reached out to you a few days ago and we've already set up and started recording. So this is fantastic. So do you want to give us a quick intro on what you do at Livefire?
Yeah, so I'm a senior Livefire solution architect and my responsibility is to develop and deliver Livefire class. We have different teams in the Livefire. I am part of the cloud networking and security. So my responsibility and my colleagues in my team, it's the, for example, NSX, NSX Advanced Load Balancer, ACX. So we develop and deliver classes about this solutions, products, etc. And of course, we have another team in the Livefire as end user computing colleagues and multi-cloud solution colleagues. So we have a couple of different teams which focus especially on the different products from the VMware world.
Mm. Well, the product set is very broad these days, so yeah. You definitely need a team to cover them all, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so for people like me, in fact, I wasn't aware of Livefire until recently. Can you give us a bit of an intro into what Livefire actually is and who can access?
Yeah, so Livefire solution program, it's the part of the enablement program in the VMware. It's the advanced technical training for VMware partners, for strategic customer and for our VMware colleagues. So, but primarily for our VMware partners. And it's solution program. So this means it's not product class or delivering as a standard normal classes for, I don't know, NSX, vSphere, etc. But it's focused on the solution. So this means to interoperability together with the different type of the solutions from the VMware world, how we can integrate together better and real experience, because we are solutions architect from the field. So we try to do our best to share our knowledge together with the, our partners. And what is Livefire solution? It's the more expert to expert delivery, because we are part of, or we can say our students, I don't like this word, but our students or our attendees are expert from the field too. So from guys from which have experienced the professional services, different part of the world, different knowledge. So we discuss together expert to expert and we try with this discussion do best our class. And what is our goal and our focus? It's to create real and best lab environment for our partners. So we try to do a really hard work to create and try to create best lab environment in the IT industry. And we really focus to during our class to have opportunity to try a lot of different solutions really hands-on. So it's not about theory, it's about to hands-on and really try in the lab environment how can configure, how can work, what is not work, what is best practice, what is not best practice, what is real experience. So we
really
try to
real versus the theory, and I think from our conversation off air, you know, I think this really aligns with, you know, one of the things that I try and do is focus on continuous learning. So partners who have experts, whether they're VCAP or VCDX type experts, very difficult to attend like an ICM course and learn much, because there's not a lot of new content in ICM for people who are quite experienced. So this is really that path for true experts, even VCDX level, to stay up to date with the latest technologies. And like you say, the interoperability between products and more real architecture rather than theoretical or marketing even.
Yeah. We try to focus, or maybe better say, we have some requirements before you join our class. For example, install configure manage, NSX install configure manage on some VCP level knowledge. because we really want to start on the level 300-400 and higher in our class, mm-hmm. and continue in the share more deep knowledge from design perspective, troubleshooting perspective, operation, administration, how to deploy all this different type of the solution together, how can help, for example, NSX and NSX Advanced Load Balancer with the multi-location, or how can help to NSX with the Kubernetes world networking, etc., etc. So we try to do high level advanced technical training than it's normal or standard training as install, configure, manage, troubleshooting, design, etc., etc.
Mm. Yeah, so it really is that step above. So you do your install configure, you might even do a design workshop with VMware Education, and then once you're at a partner, you're an experienced architect, maybe you have your VCAP exams done, things like that, then you jump into live fire and really, you know, stay on that bleeding edge of technology and have those really fun architectural discussions, which I really enjoy. So it sounds really good to me.
Yeah, during our class, very often happened a lot of very interesting discussion with the different guys. One guy can be architect, second is the engineer or consultant, and we see really different views and knowledge, and we share together. And during this discussion, it's the learning and gathering knowledge for all guys in this discussion. So it's absolutely great, and I am happy I can be part of Live Fire team, because it's not only about to deliver, but of course we learn too during this this class, because we discuss with a lot of great experts around the world with the VCDX guys, etc., etc. So it's really interesting for us. I don't like to say we are instructor or trainer; we are solution architect, which just only present and deliver a class. Which we, and what is I think important to say, we develop each year new class really from zero to hero. So we know each aspect our class, because we develop from totally zero. So and of course we try to be up to date, up to all version. So if you attend our Lifer class, you will see last version all products and solutions. So we try to keep last version in our lab environment.
Mm, absolutely. Are you able to give us a quick demo on what's available in the course catalog? And I think that there's a lot of interesting topics. So I think for those listening, and ideally you're watching on YouTube, you can see some of the good quality coming out of this team.
Yeah, so if you visit our lifefire.solution blogs, here is a course catalog. Here is, of course, about Lifefire solutions, and here is a course catalog, which is for each team. You see what we deliver. Yeah, so my team, Cloud Networking Security, Lifefire, HCX. We sometimes deliver some one-day workshop, very only special for design, for example. Here is Anywhere Workspace team, or previously end user and computing, but now Anywhere Workspace, which deliver Anywhere Workspace Lifefire, and multi-cloud team, which deliver multi-cloud Lifefire about modern application, DevOps automation, or infrastructure automation for hybrid clouds. Yeah, so three teams. Or we have some special class, which we developed together, for example, for VCF. And I think you will see in the future more things with the VCF VMware Cloud Foundation. Yeah, so absolutely. Maybe what is good to mention here, you, of course, can choose from a course catalog. What is important to say, all Lifefire events are by invitation only. So if you are a partner and you want to be invited, you can use this email, lifefirevmware.com, to contact us, and Lifefire team help you to reach correct person and explain you how you can be invited to the Lifefire. But important is you must be partner. Yeah. And in the event calendar on the same block, you can choose your date, because we deliver in the three different time zone, APG, EMEA, and EMEA. So you can choose, or partners can choose which time zone is the best. And here you can see, for example, EMEA Cloud Networking, it's the registration closed. This means I will be delivered now with my colleagues next week this class for the EMEA. Here you can see a couple of IFR is the full, so you will need to move and continue. For example, APG again full. So yeah, if you want to attend LIFR, you must do thinking. It's typically very quickly full, so you need to move and maybe see two different months and choose. For example, here you see here is 26 seats available. So just open email and contact email or your partner manager in your country to help you to be invited to the LIFR solutions.
Yeah, fantastic. I think a lot of partners out there and even customers who are looking at this are going, wow, that would be amazing to get access. But you do have to be a partner. So that's why we have partners, is they put a lot of effort and time into keeping up to date with all the latest and greatest. So
And another bonus for partners, what can be, it's the our communication channel stay open after class. So this means for us, it's not to end of our story and sharing knowledge when we say goodbye. It's the day four and thank you for your attending. But our channel is still open. So all partners can contact us with the questions. We can discuss. We have mentoring program. So we can help to partner with the as a mentors, for example, with some brainstorming mentoring around design in the real project, and it's completely free as our class. I think it's important to say it's free class, so partner don't need to pay nothing. So
that's very good. So can you give us a rundown on the ones that are coming up? I noticed in the course catalog you had some upcoming courses. I noticed most of them were full, but I think you had, like you say, the NSX piece, you had HCX. So there's quite a lot of critical projects considering the focus on multi-cloud.
Yeah, so we focus for the, of course, multi-cloud world. And of course, for example, for next year we will be develop to class to focus for NSX Plus, Project North Star, HCX Plus, etc., and how to combine with the hyperscalers, VMware Cloud Foundation, etc. So it's the absolutely true. We focus for this all multi-cloud solutions things.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I think I'm very excited to jump in and get involved in some of these myself. Try and keep up to date. And
great, you are welcome, Josh. So we will be happy to see you on our class.
I always love attending things and speaking with smart people. So I'm looking forward to it. And my team at End2End will definitely be involved as well. So, you know, even as VCDXs, we love that continuous learning and challenging ourselves and, you know, having those architectural discussions with other architects. It's the best way to learn. So I think practical courses like this, you know, where or workshops where we actually design real world solutions is extremely valuable. So once people have that baseline 101 or 201 level, I think this is a great way to really step up. And for anyone looking at doing their VCAP or VCDX, I would think this would be fantastic preparation, especially for the deploy classes and also just for practical design and troubleshooting.
Yeah. So our class, it's not specifically preparation for certification, but of course it's the value add for your knowledge. And how you mentioned, it's the in the IT world, learning every day, it's the very important, because if you stop to learn, you will be during half year and 1 year totally lost in the IT industry. So yeah, it's IT, it's in this part, it's the hard, because you must learn every day, and absolutely LIFR can help you. And during your journey to the VCDX or VCAP, absolutely can help to achieve this goal. If you looking to be passed with the VCAP deploy or design, absolutely.
Yeah, can help. I've spoken to a lot of people about VMware education. Mel Shaw, who's one of the VMware education team in here in Australia, and we've talked about, you know, the 101 level and how important it is to understand that, and how, you know, the VCP exam is not an entry level exam. It actually requires you to have some hands on experience. You can't just do an install, configure, manage class and expect to pass that exam. So yeah. I think install, configure, manage plus some live fire might actually be great preparation, because you'll have some hands-on, you'll have made some architectural decisions, you'll have understood some interoperability between products and solutions, and that might be a great way to get your VCP for those who are looking to do that. And then, of course, the design exam, like very difficult to study, I think, for a VCAP design exam, because it's just talking design. So if you've gone through the scenario of designing a lot of environments, you'll probably be have a higher chance of success in that exam.
We have practically one day it's just only about design. Then we explain a lot of design things from an S6 perspective, etc. And after this theory and discussion about design, because of course design is very difficult, because each attendees or with the different experience recommend different type of the design. But after that, we have design workshops. So our, students work on the design workshop together in the groups and try to answer a couple of design questions. And we have this process to learn, cooperate, and try to thinking about design. So design is very important. And for VCAP deploy, absolutely can help a lot, because we covered a lot of things from the VCAP deploy part of our lab environment. So if our students go through our labs, absolutely help to pass VCAP deploy. And I mentioned we are not 35 focus class, but me and my colleagues, Ivan, we are part of the subject matter expert for NS6 certification. Mm-hmm. So we are part of the development certification. So this means we are able to help if someone really wants to pass VCAP or VCP for NS6, etc., to help how to prepare. Yeah, because we know very well this certification.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that the certifications are designed to test your real-world skills. So going through a real-world design scenario in a live-fire event, going through the labs is going to be great preparation. You'll become more familiar with the terminology due to the design discussions. You'll be more familiar with the interfaces and where to go to configure things. And then when you configure things, you are typically asked questions in the wizards. So that also helps you learn what are the different options and ways I can deploy the technology. So I think that's why this will be great for preparation for certifications. Even if it's not directly mapped to the blueprints, it still helps the familiarity and obviously, yeah, the terminology, things like that. So
So what I maybe only see as a little bit difficult for preparing for certification perspective, we keep... how I mentioned, we try to keep last version of the product in our lab environment. Yes. And we discuss last product. This means from the what is support, what is unsupport. So I recommend to all guys to check which version VCP, VCAP, NS6 will be in this certification, because some questions and answer can be correct. Yeah, it's unsupported or something this. And in our class will be supported, because we speak about totally last versions. So,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I find difficult about some of the exams is, which version did that become supported? Or when did that feature get released? So I struggle with those, and I don't score terribly well on the exams because I can't remember that level of detail. Because every design I ever do, I always just look up what's current and what the current state is. And then I go from that. I don't make any assumptions from a technology perspective when I design. So, but yeah, for exams, we have to try and remember those things. So if you've got a good memory, you probably do better on the exams than I do.
But yeah, generally, absolutely can LIFR classes help in the certification journey. Yeah, but it's not our goal, but it's the part of the knowledge process and experience. So yeah.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a value add of being up to date with hands-on labs and things like that. Is that it does help you with certifications, but more importantly than the certifications, it helps you in the real world. So
Yeah, exactly. This is what is our primary goal, to help to partners to be able to really help our customer with the real project and be able to be success in the old project from the, again, different part of the VMware world. So this is our absolutely primary goals as a LIFR.
Absolutely. So on earlier episodes of the podcast, for those who are listening who may not have listened to those episodes, I recommend you go back and you listen to episode one with John Arazid, who talked about his VCDX number one. So he talked about the goals of the VCDX program being to create architects who can deliver consistent, high-quality outcomes for customers. Then there was another episode with Mal Shaw, who I mentioned earlier, talking about the value of certifications and your exam experience, and you can do remote proctored exams with Pearson VUE now, thanks to COVID, I guess. So you can do your exams in your, the comfort of your own home. And LiveFire as well. Obviously, it's remote as well as in person, I understand.
Yeah, so in this moment, it's the remote, and yeah, we have a very small piece in person. It's only some special cases in this moment. So 99%, it's the remote via Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we can do on-demand training with VMware Education. We can do on-demand LiveFire. We can do remote LiveFire, and then we can obviously do our proctored exams all from the comfort of our home offices. So I think it's actually a really good time to, you know, uplift your career and challenge yourself, because
this remote can help you. For example, if you see three different time zones, and if you more prefer, because you have family and you are from the EMEA, and you prefer to self-study during tonight because your family sleep, you can use AMR. So this is one small benefit to remote classes, because you don't need to choose only your time zone, but if you prefer working in the different time, you can choose different time zones. So
I guess that's good for workaholics who want to work during the day and then potentially do study at night.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm super excited about LiveFire. I think it's going to be great, and I'll certainly see you on some of the courses coming up, and I look forward to doing a follow-up episode.
You are all welcome, and I hope we will see on the our LiveFire class.
Oh, 100%. The end-to-end team will be there, and yeah, we'll be taking up a lot of slots. So I recommend the other partners book ahead, because we're going to be in there.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and giving us a look at LiveFire. And yeah, once my team has attended some of the events, we can do some follow-up and just talk about, you know, our experience with LiveFire as well. And yeah, I think it'd be really valuable, and hopefully we can share some really cool tricks and knowledge from those courses as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you very much again, Josh, you having me here, and see you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.